Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, even though the weather is almost a perfect gray, but, you know, we can deal with that. The temperature's right where it needs to be. Humidity is kind of high, but I can handle it. Even though temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree, then DFH's company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Check into their Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here in the Players Club, a.k.a. 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. 968-6222. Or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, I want to give a big shout-out to Barino's Pizza. Thanks to George and the Barino's team for dropping off lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Thinking of lunch or dinner? Barino's has you covered tonight and this weekend. All Barino's is now delivering alcohol, carry out, or delivery to your home. Support local. It's that good. Barino's Pizza.
I forgot my little
bag today. Yeah, look. Between that and then I got the Reds playing well.
Are you...
Two all-stars.
You just come and go with the wind when it comes to the Reds. Like, you will throw them under the bus so fast and be right back in the...
Two all-stars, baby. Two all-star starters. What about that? Not too shabby.
Ouch. Mark Blakenbaker joined me last night on the stream.
Did he? Look, man, Mark's my guy, man. Look, me and Mark, we hung out.
You bonded over.
We bonded. We had a great time. It was awesome, man. So, like, yeah, no, that's my dude now.
Okay, we gotta have a little conversation. Of course, everybody did hear Coach Ross McMaines the other day on the show. We had a good time.
Great time.
He's now a partner of the show.
I'm gonna give him a ring, see if he wants to give me a little ball handling training to get ready for fantasy camp.
Don't get busted.
Oh, I'm not gonna get busted.
How much would he beat you on the Jedi thing by?
Oh God. Well, wait a minute now. Like, I thought you meant like don't get busted at the camp. Like,
could you finish the? You think you could do one round of the Jedi training without losing the ball all the way out of?
Probably not anymore.
You don't think you could finish one round?
I could, minus the behind the back. I don't know if I could still.
If you had a dexterity to get low and finish
the. Because
if the Jedi thing. If it lasts for 40 full seconds.
Yeah. The behind the back would mess me up. I don't know if I could still do it without hitting the back of my foot that quick and that with keeping my eye up. I mean, I could still go behind my back, but like now look, between the legs, it wouldn't be as quick as him or anything, but I mean, I could still.
So the crossover in front.
Crossover front.
Through the legs.
Through the legs, both sides. I'm ambidextrous in basketball, so like – I can play with both hands, so like I'm comfortable there. But I just don't know if the quickness of being able to switch, because you're going from a wide base to bringing it in, and I think even just the way I did it right there,
you had to bring your legs in.
Well, I left my right foot back, and I think I would hit my foot.
So you'd have to go run and get the ball.
Yeah. Like I think I would hit the opposite foot of where I went if I was trying to do it that quick. And because, like I said, even just doing the motion right there, I could tell I left one heel up. I just don't think I'd do it.
So what is it? Green cross,
red cross,
red. Okay, red cross, green between.
Yeah,
and blue behind the back.
Yeah, I think so. But blue, if you eliminated behind the back, I could finish it, I think. It wouldn't be nowhere near – it wouldn't be impressive or slow or I mean, or as quick as them, but
I would enjoy
– I'm working on trying to get a dunk shot by the time camp rolls.
Just getting your legs under you real good. Okay, so we did have Coach Ross McMaines and – Mark Ennis and them on 93.9 had.
That was good.
Coach.
No. Coach
Fennell.
Yeah.
So, Brian, just to kind of catch up on his opinion on what McMaines is bringing to the table, can you hit that number two, please?
Give me 1 second. Hold on.
No, you're good.
Like, you're going to have to talk first.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, Steve.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for your weekend?
I don't know. What are you going to get into this weekend?
I'm not sure yet.
Fireworks?
Well, you know, I live in the county, so it's you like, do. Why would you waste money?
I remember when I lived in the county.
Why would you waste money on fireworks? Right,
so we're good. So you want to start with?
Two. Oh. Number two.
What's that?
I've known Ross for some time, you know, in the last, I don't know, almost 2 years now. But I think he's got an elite.
Pause and start over. Did he say he's known Ross for...
For some time.
For 2 years?
He said for some time.
Start from the beginning.
Right. I've known Ross for some time, you know, in the last, I don't know, almost 2 years now. But I think he's got an elite mind for basketball, just a world-class mind for offensive basketball. I think he's a tremendous player developer as far as on the floor and being able to teach the game and skill development. I think he's fantastic at that. He's done that at the highest level, with the highest level of players. And I think... You know, the way he conveys that message, both on an individual skill development standpoint and both from a big picture, 30,000-foot view offensive philosophy standpoint, is fantastic. I think he does such a terrific job of that. So I think the addition of Ross is going to be hugely impactful for our program moving forward.
Yeah, that'll work. I didn't know that they were I didn't know that they knew each other. That's interesting. I mean, I guess they're both from the Northeast, though.
I like that. I like that answer.
Yeah.
I did like that answer.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm good job, Mark. I didn't know that at all.
Yeah.
You know him for. And we thought he was elite.
Right.
I still don't like he wouldn't name drop somebody for us.
No, I know.
But you don't keep a job like that name dropping.
No. No.
Nobody wants you telling them.
Yeah, who I've worked out, who I haven't. I like, yeah, no, people are, especially athletes. Athletes are private about their.
Oh, God, Steve. I remember when they brought that sports psychologist in there and my shot was all off. And I'm like, yeah, I talked to him. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. You know, so we're supposed to talk to him. And, you know, yeah, I just want to try one of these little techniques, you know, on you and blah, blah, blah. You know, mm-hmm. blah. And all we did was some visualization. You know,
yeah.
Hey, imagine yourself going 10 for 10. You know, let's shoot some shots. Then imagine yourself going 10 for 10 and close your eyes and walk around. Then shoot for 10 for 10. And, you know, Steve, do you know, like 2 days later, there was an article in the newspaper about how Marcus Maben has going to see a therapist about his sport. And I was like, you P.O.S.
I know.
Did you just do that?
I know.
You know what I'm saying? I was hurt by that.
Yeah.
I was betrayed. I was hurt. Man. And then can you imagine if Twitter was around? I mean, it was horrible. It turned into, because you know, you only get one story about a kid every 6 weeks or something during the season. So yeah, I turned into maybe you need to go see that therapist again.
I know.
You know, like you at the moment you miss, you turn into a head case.
You're just, like, well, I probably do now.
Just on that story like that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, yeah, like, I do get him not saying, I'm not telling who I work with.
You never know who you run into. You go down to the Planet Fitness Center and stuff. It's like people don't announce. I mean, there's been NBA guys down there that's never been announced. You know, it's like, stop in. I know this guy. I know this guy, a connection with this guy.
Right.
That's like nobody really announced. Like Donovan came into town, and it was like Trae Young was with him. You know what I'm saying? It was like until like they had like somebody caught a view of him somewhere and was like, yeah, oh, wait a minute. I think Trae Young's here.
Riding in the Lamborghini with him.
Yeah, it was like, okay.
It's like, that has to be somebody.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So it's like you just kind of – just athletes like to move in secret, you know. So, yeah. Fair enough. So the new guys he talked about too.
Ah, number three, Brian.
Yeah.
I think these guys are really experienced. You look at Noah Locke and Jared West and guys that have been around and played in the NCAA tournament and had some success there. Both have scored a ton of points and shot at a high percentage. And they're two great kids, like really, really good young people that want to be here for the right reasons. They want to win. They want to compete. They want to represent their new university in the right way. They're great teammates, and they also work their behinds off, man. So they've been awesome. You know, Mike James, Roosevelt Wheeler have tremendous energy, tremendous, just kind of like – this youthful exuberance, you know what I mean? They come in the building, they're excited to be here, and they're working their behinds off in different ways. You know, Roosevelt's still getting healthy and working through his rehab and is really applying himself to that, and Mike James is really diligent on the floor and wanting to get better and asking great questions and is tremendous in the weight room. So then you got guys like Matt Cross from Miami who's just getting on campus and just kind of feeling his way through things, but is also throwing himself into development stuff too. So it's been great. It's been a really exciting group, and I think they're going to be a huge boost to what we're trying to do.
One name he didn't mention.
L?
Yeah. I think it's furthering my belief that Jared West will start the season at the point guard spot. I think that L. Ellis gives Louisville a higher ceiling, but I think the coaching staff knows that too.
So are they doing the Rick Pitino?
Yeah.
I need you more than I need Jared West. Yeah. So I'm a just go hard on you.
I think that L. Ellis is getting the toughest treatment at times over there. And I think that's why I say I think Jared West will start the year out as a starting point guard. And I think it's interesting because I just think the way they're treating the L. Ellis thing.
He said like, L. Ellis and Noah Locke.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. He said Jared West and Noah Locke.
I meant
Jared Mike West. James, Matt Cross, Roosevelt Wheeler. You know,
Mike James twice.
Yeah.
Don't touch his youthful exuberance either, y'all. Like,
yeah. So, it's interesting. I think it's interesting how they're handling L. Ellis.
That's just an antenna up for you.
I mean, not really an antenna. I mean, I guess an antenna. Yeah, it's not like a red flag or anything. Mm-hmm. I just think that they're putting some pressure on him. Like, hey, man, like, you need to reach.
He's younger than.
He's got three years. Yeah, he's a sophomore.
I agree with you, but I wondered, you know, do they kind of just factor in L. Ellis like he's one of the, not a newcomer, you know? He's playing that well.
Mm.
It could be the other way around.
I guess it could be. But I just feel like that. If a guy's playing that good, unless you're just trying to keep that on the, you know, and you might be right. Maybe you're just trying to say, dude, we got some special with
him. I'm more on your side. I think you're on. Right. I'm just trying to throw another scenario.
Sure. And maybe there is something to that where you're like, oh, no, man, this kid's pretty good. And we kind of want to get another guard in here. So we're just going to.
But Fennell doesn't even see him as a newcomer. He's like, oh, he's just fit right in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's possible too. I mean, because you do.
You know what? L. Ellis doesn't have the veteran stuff.
Well, I think L. Ellis
he's raw. He's talented.
Yeah, and I said the other day, I mean, when you watch L. Ellis play, he's got that Terry Rozier in him,
you know,
man.
You know what else you forget, man? Jared West is an elite defender.
Oh, yeah.
He is an elite college defender. I'd be frustrated as a hyperactive, fast JUCO guy coming into Louisville dealing with a grown body, stocky point guard who has been to tournaments and conference tournaments. And, you know, like Jared West's resume. I mean, we were hype about his resume defensively, right?
Yeah, right.
We were hype about his experience and everything.
But you got to think, too, Jared West, and when you come in, you're working individuals, individual drills. Then you move into team drills. Jared West wasn't going to start off as the guy that was catching what that was going to kind of catch your eye because he's not going to catch your eye in individuals. But then in team things, you start to say, whoa, this guy's important. You know, this is a big deal right here.
So, yeah, his team probably wins all the drills.
He gets better as the weeks have went on, you know, because just the way practice is run. And I think that's a big deal.
I'm not going to be mad with West starting.
Oh, no, me either, especially at the beginning.
Man can shoot, he can pass, and he can play defense.
It's hard to get around people, elite defenders, man, because they feel like they're fouling all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet L. Ellis
is
you see how strong Jared West is in his shoulders and neck?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And again, I know it's early, and I just know that early pressure. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, like, his totals are actually higher than, like, outside the assist totals, obviously. But they're very comparable to or higher than Kristen Cunningham. And he's, I would say Marshall is better than Samford.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, like you said, I mean, you say the assist, but
His steal numbers are crazy.
Well, and even when we say assist, you know, like, Cunningham was like the all-time Samford assist leader, but West is the all-time steals leader at Marshall and is second all-time in USA.
Trade out.
Yeah. So it kind of so we say the two things they're elite at. Okay, let's cross those off. Let's take steals away. Let's take assist away. And like Brian said,
West averaged about 5 more points a game than Cunningham on a better team.
Right. So if we take away their two elite. And even his, I mean, and even assists, what, didn't Jared West average like?
Yes, I'm not.
His assist total was high.
Up there.
Yeah, so.
He was still, I think he was the leading assist total for Marshall last year.
Yeah.
And Noah Locke has been dealing with some nasty SEC guards the last 2 years.
Sure.
He's been dealing with some nasty dudes.
Yeah.
Right? So at the very least, like, you don't get on the court if you can't D up. At this level. So I'm sure L. Ellis is getting the, and you know, he doesn't have that developed body. Like he has the length, but he doesn't have the developed strength. Like the basketball body, the SEC body or a fifth year senior body. Like those other two.
But I kind of like Steve's idea. They might be kind of taming his ego because he probably came in as the number one JUCO. He was highly praised. He thought he was going to be the guy. And they're kind of pulling the Rick Pitino on him and saying, you know, hold your horses a little bit. Even though we do, in the back of the coaches' minds, they know he's the guy too.
He's a different cat,
I don't think the coaches are doing it, though. I think the players will humble you.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the summer, coaches don't have to do that.
No, I get what you're saying too, though. But I will say, like, LL is a different dude, man. Like, you can tell, like, and I mean this in a good way.
Yeah, he has a savvy.
Like I said, he's got that Terry Rozier in him, man, where it's like, okay, you can coach me, but, like,
the goal still is important.
At the end of the day, I'm the one that's going to make the decision. You know what I mean? Like, so I do think that that he is a little different on that. I mean, and this is not a negative for L. Ellis. I think L. Ellis is going to be awesome. And I like it. So, but by not mentioning him, it does make me
think. So right now you got Noah. I'll just do this real quick. I know we shouldn't be doing this in the summer. Right now you got Noah, Jared West.
Yeah. Sam. Jalen Malik. Yeah. I think it's simple as that.
Who's going to guard Coburn?
Malik. Malik's guarded bigger and better.
Who's the biggest dude?
Well, we're not going to be able to guard him. Kofi's going to be in the NBA.
right.
He's going to Kentucky. Oh,
yeah. No, I'm with you. Yeah. No, if they screw that one up, then that's a big miss by them. Yeah, big miss. Yeah.
Can we send that squad out there and expect to win?
Yeah. I mean, Louisville goes 12, 13 deep and might add more. I mean, are they go about 11
deep? Coach going to use this? Is he going to use the depth?
Yeah.
Y'all better be over there working. I'm irritated.
I mean, to an extent, I think everybody, I think the cream rises to the crop, or the cream rises to the top. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless, but.
I will say this, though. To your point, the Sidney Curry pickup would be big just to get a big body guy. I mean, I'm talking about physical presence because we do have a lot of lanky big dudes. Colburn's big.
Yeah.
Again, I don't have time for everybody to sit around and just slowly develop with game time action. Like, no, yeah. It's time to hit the ground running.
And I'm not saying that Curry could hold Colburn. I'm just saying physically we don't have that big body guy that'll bang with him. I mean,
Malik's strong, man. Uh-huh. He's grown man strength, though.
Yeah.
Malik is strong.
Oh, Malik will be the one that will handle it. But he's up. But Colburn's going to have 20, 30 pounds on him.
Has anybody worked Malik? Did you remember?
I don't think Malik's ever been, like, worked.
Okay, you were going to say, listen.
I was going to say. Yeah, I'll just act like Gabe right there.
Gabe did come in and stop your boy. He slowed down your boy big time. And listen, you know me.
Roosevelt Wheeler.
We act like we don't
and have. And again, and let me say this.
I'm not sending Roosevelt Wheeler out there against Kofi Coburn. Rose, I love you,
good
baby.
Good luck, freshman.
But yeah, I'm not sending you out there on Kofi just yet.
Might as well just write on his gravestone.
Yeah. Go get a young buck.
Listen, there are some games where I need Roosevelt Wheeler to be on his A game, but that's not the game.
Hey, Wheeler could be the hack of Shaq, all right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, somebody asked me this question. I'll ask this question to you before we hit the break. Who's the player that's going to call a Kentucky guy the blank boy?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. They got the Quinn attitude.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we hit our previous commercial break, I posed the question that was posed to me last night. Marcus, who's going to be our guy to have the Quinn Szczęsny moment, to say something entirely disrespectful to an opponent to get under the skin? Who is going to be our Chris Paul, or who is going to be our Pat Beverly on our team, Steve?
Well, the reason why I kind of snickered when you said it is this team's got a few options.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I love it, too. I think that this is probably the snarkiest team we've had at U of L. Under Chris Mack.
Okay, we're going to have to rank then.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's more of a
who will say the – okay, we're going to rank people who – talk what we think, because we're eventually going to find out through Instagram and through the question thing, like, who's really known as the talker, who's really known as this guy or that guy. But right now we're just guessing and speculating. Are we starting with number one?
I'm gonna start with number one, and it's gonna be funny, but Matt Cross.
Well, you've already started out with Matt Cross.
Well, I've watched Matt Cross play. And then when you know, kind of you hear the story about when he left Miami and Matt Cross. Well, I said LL's a different dude. Matt Cross is a different dude.
I'm listening.
I'm not sure that Matt Cross is going to be the make a bunch of friends at U of L type guy. He is, like I said, I know that they put out there, there was a little interaction between him and Coach Larrañaga, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. A little bit of, you know.
A little spice.
Yeah. So it's Matt Cross kind of walks to the beat of his own drum a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he, if you watch him on the court, and I do think that white guys that got game mm-hmm. run their mouth a little more. I think it's just like a defense mechanism, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you watch guys that played over the years, you're like I remember Matt Walsh and Bonner for Florida.
Yep. Yep.
They ran that mouth, man. Like, you know, it was like you could always kind of see. And I think that sometimes, I mean, you know, Marshall Henderson, of course, he's the extreme from Ole Miss. But, I mean, you notice, I do think it's a little bit of a defense mechanism when you get the white guy, especially that plays out on the wing, you know, mm-hmm. it's a shooter guy that's not Ryan McMahon. See, Ryan McMahon is, I've worked hard to get here because I'm undersized.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about white guy that matches up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, no, I'm 6'7". I'm, you know, yep. So no, you give me my respect. Yeah. And I mean, I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, yep.
The delegation on my side, you say, no, you give me my respect. So I'm as good as Jamal.
Yeah, right, right. You know what I'm saying? Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's like, no, I'm as good as him. So I'm going to, so when I get you, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, what you going to do? So I do think that he's my number one.
Who's your number one, bro? Oh,
you're
on the phone. Never mind.
Larry Bird. Larry Bird's a good one. But Larry Bird fits the bill. Yeah. Larry Bird matched up with guys. When you meet Larry Bird, he's 6'9".
No, it's funny because you have to remind people, like, before his back problems, like, mm-hmm. don't sleep on Larry Bird's athleticism.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Look, I mean, he was crazy, dude. He would.
No.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah. Enjoy your conversation back there, Vital.
Yeah. Don't let us interrupt.
Yeah. So, who is my number one mm-hmm. likely to say something crazy to an opponent? You say Matt Cross. Marcus Maven is going through his team right now.
Matt Cross may be my number one to say something to his own teammate.
Just say names, Steve.
I'm going to throw a couple out there and not rank them. I'm not ranking them, but guys I would put on this list.
Yeah, just
Mike
put names.
James I would put on this list. L. Ellis I would put on this list. I think there's a couple that I would think, but I don't know.
Who would you pick for me? Who do you think I would pick?
Who do I think you would pick? Oh, man.
See, I wanted to say Mike James. But he's more of a team celebrator. I don't think he's I'm going to say something disrespectful to you.
Yeah, because you catch Mike James in those videos. Mm-hmm. Mike James is the one, I see him, he's done it with three different people where you see him kind of point up and jump up. But I do think Mike James is the first one to hit you in the mouth if you elbow his teammate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it might be, I might agree with you on that.
Malik respects the game too much.
Yeah, Malik, you've got to bring it out of Malik. Like, we're talking about the guys that it didn't have to be brought out of them. Like, Matt Cross hit a three, blank you. Well, what was that for? You know what I mean? L. Ellis.
You're kind of selling me on Matt Cross now.
Yeah, L. Ellis, I think, is there, though. I think those two, for me, are close.
You know what, man? This might be a reach.
Okay.
This might be a reach, but it's something that I know that I've seen.
Okay, I'm listening.
I talked to this was my answer last night.
Okay,
it's gonna be Sam.
Okay, oh, that is a reach.
It's gonna be Sam.
Okay, sell me on that because right now I'm not with you.
The reason it's gonna be Sam is because Sam's not happy he's still here. Sam's been working. It's like, okay, Sam, you got no more, I don't want to say excuses. You have no more reasons for any lack of success.
Fair.
Sam shouldn't be here in his in Sam's brain.
Okay.
He has his position. Listen, by the time he beats out, and this is assuming he beats out, he's dealing with JJ and those guys and Matt Cross and those guys, and he's gonna have to beat out Matt Cross and Mike James and JJ, right? For that solid three spot, right?
Sure.
He's gonna have to deal with Noah Locke, right?
Sure.
He knows that he's the highest ranked guy in this locker room coming out of high school. He has no more room to play, right?
Yeah.
By the time he gets to the season, he's going to have an attitude, right?
Okay.
If anybody on that team, like let's say Sam is like the third leading scorer in the first two games or something.
Mm-hmm.
Noah comes in here and drops 16 one night. Jared West, you know, has a big night. And those first two or three games, the Louisville fans are talking about, this is Jared West and Noah Locke's team, and Malik did good, and they're not mentioning Sam till third or fourth. Sam thinks he already supposed to be out of here.
Mm-hmm.
As a first rounder, he stayed here where he could have, you know, where he's like, I could have left. So he's all in. Now, can you imagine somebody, you know, saying something slick to Sam like, hey, you still here? You know. Sam may hate everybody by the time this season starts.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I'll listen to it.
Sam, like I said, Sam's talent level and Coach Mack's going to piss him off. You think Coach Mack is going to be nice to Sam? No, Sam. We're not a top tier team unless you're a monster.
Yeah.
Like, you know that. I know that. Sam, come sit in here and listen to Steve Rummage and Marcus Maven talk. Everybody knows you got to be a monster for us to be that kind of team.
Sure.
So, yeah, like, dude, Mac's going to irritate you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Sam is working the Jedi drill and Noah Locke and those guys are beating him, and you know what I'm saying? But they don't have the package, the whole package that Sam has. He's going to be irritated by the time the season starts.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be, to me, Sam is going to be the most desperate person on the team. And if he's not, then Sam can only blame Sam.
Right.
If he doesn't look desperate from the beginning, and I do mean desperate, like almost greedy. Greedy to be the man.
No, yeah. No, we do need Sam to be that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
So if you get that kind of Sam stuff, you know, he might be the first person to say, hey, man. You know, give me the ball. He might be the guy with his teammates. You know what I'm saying? You remember when Steve, you saw the metamorphosis right in front of your face between Ray Spalding and Dang Adele.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it.
That's true.
Ray Spalding, soon as he started realizing he has more talent than the rest of these dudes.
Yeah. Yeah. He started getting angry at Dang Adele.
Yeah. Dang Adele, like, listen, dude, like, stop shooting the ball. Give me the ball.
Yeah.
Give me the ball. Stop it.
Yeah, he did.
Yep. And we saw it up close. Mm-hmm. We saw it. They started trying to dap him up after every play. And he's like, he was almost doing the Kawhi thing. Like, stop dapping me up. Just like go to your spot.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have time for this anymore.
Yeah.
That's what Sam should look like. He does. He'll say something crazy. Let me get to this phone line. Ross, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Feeling good.
So I want to awesome. Happy Friday. I wanted to chime in real quick. Marcus, you brought this topic up, like you said, last night on your show. And my immediate thing that I went to was, I said, I bet it'll be Matt Cross. Because Matt Cross already got that fire. But then you brought it up now, and I've had some time to think about it. I think it will be somebody that is on this team that was already on the team last year. They already have a reference and a memory of that happening. And I think it's going to be somebody, I could be wrong, I don't know, but I think it'll be somebody that might be close to Q/. And like you were saying, it's somebody that'll be like quiet that kind of brought it out of it. And I'm glad that you brought up Ray Spalding, because this guy reminds me of Ray Spalding a lot. And I'm hoping that we see this transition. My guys, I think it's Jalen Withers. I think Jalen Withers is going to be the most likely to do it, because He knows he has that talent. It's just got to be brought out. And he's heard all the pressure this offseason from you and everybody saying, hey, you know, dunk shot the ball, man. Dunk shot the ball. And, you know, I mean, he's heard it. So I think we could see that come out of Jalen this year. He's got it. And, you know, and if it happens, man, I think we're going to be – he's going to have a great year. So I just want to say – everybody have a good weekend. Be safe. I'm going down to Destin, Florida for the first time in my life with the family. It's going to be an awesome time, and I'm just going to enjoy it and soak up the sun. And yeah, I want everybody to be safe and go Cars, go Kroger, and guys. Brian, play hit that lover boy, Brian.
Woo! Yeah, be safe on your way down to Florida, too, as well.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate that.
I was going to say, no.
No. I get in trouble if I play.
I was going to say. I mean,
we got to watch the YouTube.
Mike, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hello. So, yeah, I just wanted to call you guys to talk a little bit about Jared West, just quickly. So, I lived in Huntington back in 2008, 2009. And I go back about once a month now for work. And Huntington, West Virginia is Marshall University. And Marshall is Huntington. You think we're a college town, man. This place is crazy. They're still celebrating the national championship for soccer that they won a couple months ago. I mean, you can't go back there without them talking about Randy Moss and Jason Williams and Troy Brown. I mean, it's crazy college town like I've never seen. Everybody I talk to a man, thinks that Jared West could start for any team he played for that he transferred to and played for 30 minutes. They love this kid. They love his tenacity, his aggressiveness on the defensive end. They love the fact that he's the best decision maker they've ever seen. So I'm talking to all these guys that they may be a little biased because Marshall is, you know, to them Marshall is the epic college
Mike,
team.
Mike,
yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
How far is Marshall from Hurricane?
No, it's right down the road, man. It's probably 20 minutes, 30 minutes. So Marshall is right by Ashland, Kentucky, and then Charleston's about 45 minutes away, and Hurricane's one of those little towns in between. So the Jason Williams from up there, you know, White Chocolate, Jason Williams, yeah, and Randy Moss, but those guys are Troy Brown. That's all they talk about. I've never seen a college town like that ever, and they eat up the town. Everywhere you go, it's Marshall. And so they love Jared West, man. They weren't happy he transferred, but they said, you know, they thought he was going to go to Ohio State and start and play 30 minutes. But every time I talk to him, knowing that I'm a big Louisville fan, they say, man, you guys got one that's going to, you know, change your team. And they're serious about that. Like I said, they might be a little biased like I am when I talk about Louisville players. But I'm telling you, man, that this kid, they love his decision-making and his tenacity on defense and his just his team effort. They said, you know, he don't care about getting his. He's not selfish at all. You know, he's all about the winning and his teammates. And I believe him. That's all I got, man. I appreciate it, Mark.
No, I appreciate that call.
Well, I mean, to Mike's point, you know, that is so far early, that's been the name that has come out of the building a few times. You know, when you ask, and they're like, hey, Jared West, pretty good.
That's the same kind of vibe, though, feeling you got from Radford, like Radford when Carly was getting out there, like, you don't belong here. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
We hate to see you go, but.
I went up to Marshall one time to watch that, like, 5-overtime game against Western Kentucky in football. And the campus is very nice, and it was really only about a 2-hour and 45-minute ride from here. And you barely go out of the state of Kentucky because you basically go up to Ashland, go across the bridge, and then you're there.
Wow.
Hurricane is the reason I don't play the lottery anymore, because I was in that town for a wedding. Was going to go. It was a big lottery, right? I drove past the store 3-4 times. I said, I need to stop and get a ticket. You know, things. You know that store sold the winning ticket, and right there outside of Hurricane, West Virginia.
Really?
And I was like, that was my ticket. That was my ticket. I missed my chance.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that I'll ever be that close to a winning ticket again. So I was like, oh, okay, no more.
I'm done.
Yeah,
that was the shot.
That was the
shot. And if I didn't capitalize there,
yeah, just not gonna I just forgot. I just kept on. I procrastinated twice, and then the last time I forgot. Steve, it was a very nice wedding too. It's awesome, actually.
Yeah, I imagine.
Very scenic.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I imagine. But yeah. So, anyways, there's a lot to be excited about. You know, I think over the next few weeks, you know, though. I do think Coach Mack will continue to look around.
How much higher is the ceiling if it's LLS over Locke or over West?
Well, no, I mean, I think it's the fact that you want to run, you know. I just think LLS brings he's speed. The most athletic guard.
Is he your first guy off the bench, change of pace?
He might be, and that might be how they use him this year. I mean, he's got 3 years. Like, I mean, he's not like he's coming in here for a year and he's done.
Right.
I mean, he can be here for 3 seasons.
Jeff, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, Marcus, Steve.
Hey.
Want to say something about that Cockburn. I know that's not how you pronounce it.
Fair enough.
I keep pronouncing like that. But there used to be a rule where if you got a coach or an AAU coach or something like that, that if you got him to come in, you couldn't take a player with them. Or something like that. I'm and then I'm thinking, this is almost like tampering when you get one of their coaches and then they go in and get their players. It'd be like us getting Kenny Payne and him taking 4 players from the University of Kentucky and bring them over to the University of Louisville. I know UK would freak out on that. So what's to get somebody from maybe hiring Gonzaga's coach and bringing him in and saying, why don't you bring 5 of your starters over here with you. And like Cal's done before, when he first got there, he just threw people off the team. He didn't respect their scholarships or anything. He threw them off the team and brought the other players with them. But it just seems like that the NCAA is going to have to come up with some type of rule where you can't just hire a coach and then take players away from another university. Jeff, like that. I just want to get your off feelings on that.
Jeff. When I said I failed you, this is where I failed you. Jeff, they were playing chess the whole time. They know the window's going to – they're going to close that coaching window after they capitalize on it. They're going to use this Illinois connection to take all their players and get them another Final Four. Didn't have a KCD. Jeff, we didn't see this coming. They got us. They outmaneuvered us. Barnhart knew when the rule was going to change. He knew what he was going to do. He knew how to abuse the system before the rules even changed. They outmaneuvered us, Steve.
Okay. Fair enough.
You got us.
Fair enough. I mean,
Malik, you got us.
Well, look, let's look on the bright side. We'll get to do KCD this year. That's always fun. It is fun. The lead up to it's not fun.
I do not care about Kofi Coburn. Play that music out, Brian. You think I care about it? Malik, you think he can guard you out on the floor? Just knock down about 8 threes up in Rupp. Just make him feel pathetic. Go ahead. Yeah, just make him just take it to him.
Still got one more call.
Oh, sorry about that. Is there another Jeff?
Maybe he's just hanging on then.
Brian, you didn't hear
no,
me.
No, he was on, but I guess he just didn't. He hung up now.
You didn't hear me talking to Jeff?
No, I heard you talk to Jeff. I was thrown for a loop too there. I was like,
what?
Hey, you guys are usually the one telling me to hang up on him.
What's Brian back there? He's just hanging out. Go ahead and play us out, B-Hall.
You guys are usually the one being like, hey, you didn't hang up on the guy. And I hung up on him, and I was like, what? Is he gone?
Look, I saw the name right there, and I'm like, is it another Jeff? Did I miss it?
Oh, that's my fault.
Did I skip time here? What happened?
I'm not worried about Kofi Coburn.
He
looks the part. just a little better Aiden.
I like it.
Just bigger, faster, stronger.
There you go.
Kofi's going to the NBA.
A more aggressive. I don't care. Coach Matt, get my guys together. I have a room enough to not care about Coburn. Jalen, JJ, y'all better be some nice threes and fours by the time we get to this season. You got everything you need to be great.
Fair enough.
Man.
Hey, enjoy your weekend, dude.
Enjoy your weekend. 4th of July weekend.
Go out and have a good time. Do American stuff, man.
America.
Yeah.
America.
I don't know. Eat hot dogs and stuff. And yeah.
Yeah. Can I have chili dogs? Is that
cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers.
Chili dogs. That's American. Apparently don't smoke weed. Apparently that's not American.
Oh. Shikari. You can't do that.
Baby girl, you still can't smoke before the Olympics. I'm sorry. I can't back you up. I can't change the rules today.
Bet Mahomes back.
Midday's with Marcus Maven on 99 The Ville.